Yes, I'll be around to see what you put down. You know I love you for myself. You know I love you. I don't love nobody else. Well, I'll be around. Why? I'll be around.
Somebody, please help me out of the shape of me. Well, oh Lord, my baby gone. Oh, how I hate to see you go.
that my baby was coming home. Yeah, I received a letter this morning that my baby was coming home.
CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Burnaby. Closing out this week's big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rock and blues music. This week showcasing some of the great rock and blues songs of 1954. From Elmore James, we had Please Find My Baby. From his 1954 recording debut with Parrot Records, we had Albert King with Bad Luck Blues. Before that, we had John Lee Hooker with Down Child. From his 1954 classic More Real Folk Blues, we had Howlin' Wolf with I'll Be Around. Before that, we had T-Bone Walker with his classic Bye Bye Baby. And from 1954, featuring Little Walter on harmonica, we had the King of Chicago, Muddy Waters, with I'm Ready. And I got this week's big block of blues started off with Little Walter and Mellow Down Easy. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from their 2021 self-titled debut, this is Lindsay Beaver and Brad Stivers, featuring Canada's East Coast harmonica legend Joe Murphy with I Know What to Do. Closing out that set from 2019's Educated Woman, we had Calgary's Amy Nelson with Walking Boss. And I got that set started off with Lindsay Beaver and Brad Stivers featuring the legendary Joe Murphy on harmonica with I Know What to Do from their 2021 self-titled release. This is the Rockin' Blues Show and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. We're getting into our last stretch of the show, got a couple more things I gotta squeeze in here. Starting things off, the third and final part of my interview with Savoy Brown's Pat DeSalvo and Garnet Grimm.
The album kind of goes through a bunch of different blues styles, but most of it's still like pretty heavy, pretty up-tempo. The one song that kind of stood out to me for not being like that is Winning Hand. That one seems to slow down a bit.
One good thing about me and Garnet, I'm not bragging or anything, is we can do a lot of different grooves and feels. And we really never explored that as much as I wanted to. I would talk to Kim about that, especially on the jamming side. But we could do a lot of different textures and grooves, and we're trying to make the record interesting and still stay true to the form.
You know, we were pretty versatile with our styles, but I do think that Kim liked the way that we played a lot of the blues stuff. So he definitely, I noticed the last couple of albums for sure, he was really into the blues writing mode. We did expand on stage. I mean, Kim often would have these jam sections of songs, you know, Street Corner Talking, I'm thinking about, and Louisiana Blues, where there were these long jam sessions where you weren't really quite sure what was happening, but you knew somehow it was going to end pretty well.
Funny you mention Louisiana Blues, because over on the island, Nanaimo, BC's David Gogo does an amazing version of that song. And I know him and Kim had kind of David a mutual admiration and respect for each other and collaborated a few times. Did you guys ever play with David?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, he sat in with us on a show. Remember, Pat? A couple of times,
yeah. I think. Yeah, he's played with us a couple of times. He pops up out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, you know, there he is.
Yeah, with a guitar.
Yeah. He's fantastic, and he and Kim had a nice relationship, I think.
I had a chance to check out a few of the reviews online before I got you guys on here. Blues Rock Review straight up gave it 9 out of 10. And Blues Blast Magazine says, Blues All Around is a fine memorial to a superb guitarist and songwriter. All About Jazz said, rather than merely falling through the cracks, he has certainly earned the right to rest in peace after the abiding loyalty to his muse depicted on Blues All Around.
Nice.
Those are nice. I don't even know about those reviews.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think, you know, and Kim really was a very serious artist. He was really a creative giant. I mean, I was stunned at the amount of music that he could put out. He was very serious about the art form, and I think it shows with how productive he was throughout the years. He was a great musician, but of course, Pat is well aware. He was also a physical artist. He could paint very well. I think that art showed, especially in some of the album covers. Think about Looking In and Street Corner Talking and
Hellbound Train.
Hellbound Train, yeah. There's some great artwork, and I don't know that Kim was responsible for all of it, but he definitely had a good eye.
The artwork that's on like the background of this album is a painting that he did.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I pushed him to do that a lot of times. I would say, I can't find a cover. The Witchy Feeling was a good cover. I go, Kim, do a painting, you know. If he wasn't motivated, forget it. You know, if he was or had other things going on. But I suggested that a lot. I go, you should do more paintings that we could utilize for the album covers. It makes it more interesting. And luckily, the last six albums we've done have come out on vinyl because the CD format for artwork is just, you know, it's just not there.
Are you guys going to continue working together? You guys have some individual stuff coming up in the future? What's in their future for Pat DeSalvo and Garnet Grimm?
Yeah, well, we're still working together. It's kind of a nice story connected with this, actually. Several years ago, we were playing a festival in Iowa, I think, right, Pat? And when we met Sean Chambers, a guitar player from Florida, wanted to meet Kim. He had played ahead of us that day, and he was hanging backstage, and we all, you know, hit it off good as we met. So Kim and Sean became acquainted and would talk occasionally. And so I guess it was last year when we were well aware that Kim couldn't tour. So Sean had approached Pat, I think, right, and said, you know, he was putting a tour together and wanted to know if we might be interested. So we all got together and talked with Kim about it, and we got Kim's blessing. And so we did the tour with Sean, and we've been working with him ever since. We're starting to, trying to get that thing off the ground.
And Sean, he's on Cortoil Valley Records, and he was with Hubert Stumlin for about 4 or 5 or 6 years. And he doesn't like to mention, but he was with Blackfoot for a couple years. And I think he did a short tour with Molly Hatchet. He's got 8 albums out on his own. He was touring a lot until, you know, COVID hit. And once that hit, it's really screwed up a lot of things. It's tough to tour now. It's very hard now. It's changed dramatically.
Getting a little short on time. So what if you guys could each give me maybe a funny story about Kim?
Okay, Pat, the Belgium one?
Yeah, that's the, there's a lot, believe me, there's a ton of them.
I bet.
I can go there. They're fun, but the best one was, you got to drive with them, which really what you got to do. But the best one was, we're playing, and he's telling the audience how he loves the German food. He loves everything about German, the woman, the whatever. He was just, he loves Germany, and he's going on and on and on, and the people are wonderful. And I'm like looking at him, going like, what the hell's he saying? You know, the people are starting to like look at him like, what is he saying? And I went behind him and I said, we're in Belgium. So that's one of the funnier things. And then he just ripped into a song and just started playing. And later on, we go down to a room and he just was going, someone's got to tell me what country I'm in.
Morning dove, ain't no one around.
Closing out that set from their new release, Blues All Around, we had Savoy Brown with Texas Love. And I got that set started off with the third and final part of my interview with Savoy Brown rhythm section bassist Pat DeSalvo and drummer Garnet Grimm. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in again this week, and I'd especially like to thank Pat DeSalvo and Garnet Grimm for taking time out of their busy schedules to sit down for an interview with me. I'll be back in 7 days with 2 new hours of the best in rock and blues music. It's time for the final vinyl. Taking us out from 1980's Road Fever, this is Canada's legendary Downchild Blues Band with Stages of Love.
Looks so pretty when you just put the moon to bed. Talking all night, you don't remember what was said. You think you solve the problems of the world, but you're just another boy and girl in love. You sigh, 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 the world is sweet as poetry. It's the stages of love. So you think you'll settle down, but what you do, you settle for working it out over and over. It's such a chore. Just when you wonder if it's worth your time, everything starts to work out fine. That's the stages. It's the stages of love. It's the stages of love. The sun looks so pretty when you just put the moon into bed. You talking all night, you don't remember what was said. You think you solved the problems of the world, but you're just it's the stages of love. It's the stages of love, baby. Well, it's the stages.
This is Brent Morrison of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'd like to remind listeners in Metro Vancouver listening on CJSF to stick around on Thursday mornings for the Canadian Philosophy Show at 9. And if you're listening to the Tuesday night rebroadcast, stick around for Jazz Boulevard at midnight.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, BC. This radio is diverse, independent, and always yours. Check us out at cjsf.ca or search CJSF 90.1 FM on SoundCloud.